وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi as-salam, and especially the justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salamullah. Amir al-Mu'mineen assessed things correctly and engaged himself in his task to achieve human rights and to achieve justice fearlessly, according to his calculation, of course. He never entertained any doubt with regard to anything related to public affairs, which many of those were before him and after him. Not only did they entertain the idea, but they enforced it on the outside that the public welfare should be under the service. People should serve them, and whatever they own is theirs, you know, belong to the rulers, not to people. Where Amir al-Mu'mineen, no, that wasn't him. As and when any officer or governor oppressed the subject, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam neither sits quiet nor confide at their actions. When he sees people doing the wrong thing, especially governors, those who are in power, he doesn't say, well, it's not my business, or he comes with them, you know, because they are the rulers. No, he never displayed slackness when he found that some person had formed a group against the true government. At times, his plan to achieve his ends were opposed not only to the wishes of the enemies, but to those of his friends as well. But he did not mind this at all. He said, مَا تَرَكَ لَيَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ صَدِيقٍ. The truth has left me no friends at all. All this was done by him so that the right of every person to lead a peaceful life might be ensured. Because Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, when he was trying to apply his own government, groups were formed against him. Wars were raised against him, even by the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam herself in the Battle of Camel, in the Camel. And then you have Safin with Muawiyah, and then you have Nahrawan, and then you have, you know, all these battles were only raised because Ali was establishing a system of justice. In the Camel, Aisha came to him seeking inheritance, and he says to her, well, we don't have such a thing, because you guys denied Fatima her inheritance. I only give you your right. I'm not going to give you more. Talha and Zubair wanted to have position. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, we don't have such a system. We only give position to those who are worthy and fit. Thus you have the Jamal. When Muawiyah refused to step down from the government position that was given to him forcefully by one of the previous so-called khalifs, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi had to go to war against him, because Amir al-Mu'mineen wanted to achieve a human right. He wanted to achieve justice. He wanted people to live in peace, to live in prosperity. And as long as there's a tyrant taking that from them, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi was not going to sit quietly nor connive with their action. Therefore, he had to do what needs to be done. Let us take a break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he had a clear understanding of how dangerous things will be and how people were divided into two classes and to prefer one of them to the other. This will retard the intellect, create malice in the spirits and introduce oppression and injustice in the judgment and in the transactions, and all sorts of mischiefs and corruption will appear. So he was put in an environment where he had these two groups, and these two groups were divided, those who seek justice and those who seek corruption. And Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayh understood how dangerous the situation is and how sensitive it is. The result will be that ambition for life will die, and that people will become pessimistic and will entertain ill will towards one another. Consequently, society will be ruined. So long as these two classes exist in a society, a conflict between them is inevitable, and it will involve the losses of many lives, as we saw in the battles between Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and those before him. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he tried his best in establishing justice and equality amongst people is to eliminate these two classes and have one class, just one piece of Islam. Or even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاَعْتَصُمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not be divided. As long as there are groups within one faith, within one religion, then surely rights will be taken. Surely people will be killed. It happened at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen before him and continued until our modern day today, where you see one group who claims to be Muslims are killing, blowing themselves up in another group who are also Muslims. And you got to ask yourself, what happened, what went wrong? So Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and during his time, he made it his mission to eliminate the classes, and he understood the dangers of it, and he understood exactly the cost he has to pay, which is his life. But did that stop Amir al-Mu'mineen from trying to seek and achieve his aim and his goal? Of course it didn't. If it meant that Ali alayhi salam killed in his prostration in the Masjid of Kufa for trying to uphold justice, peace, and equality for mankind, so be it. That's the price he gave, and that's the price that me and you have to hold at a high regard. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على
محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله.